The Painted Word by Tom Wolfe. The Painted Word. People don't read the morning newspaper, Marshall McLuhan once said. They slip into it like a warm bath. Too true, Marshall. Imagine being in New York City on the morning of Sunday, April 28, 1974, like I was, slipping into that great public bath, that vat, that spa, that regional physiotherapy tank, that White Sulphur Springs, that Marienbad, that Ganges, that River Jordan for a million souls, which is the Sunday New York Times. Soon I was submerged, weightless, suspended in the tepid depths of the thing, in Arts and Leisures, Section 2, page 19, in a state of perfect sensory deprivation, when all at once an extraordinary thing happened. I noticed something. Yet another clam broth-colored current had begun to roll over me, as warm and predictable as the Gulf Stream. A review it was, by the Times Dean of the Arts, Hilton Kramer, of an exhibition at Yale University of seven realists, seven realistic painters, when I was jerked alert by the following. Realism does not lack its partisans, but it does rather conspicuously lack a persuasive theory, and given the nature of our intellectual commerce with works of art, to lack a persuasive theory is to lack something crucial, the means by which our experience of individual works is joined to our understanding of the values they signify. Now, you may say, my God, man, you woke up over that? You forsook your blissful coma over a mere swell in the sea of words?